Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Righteousness Radio. I'm your host, Jacob Phillips, and I am excited to be here as always. And today is a very special day. I'm just going to go ahead and mention this. Today is a very special day for me and my wife. Today is our fifth anniversary, 5 years of awesome wedded bliss, and we are excited for the next 50 years. I just want to say happy anniversary to my wife. If she's going to listen to this show in the future, she will hear this first. Today, I have an awesome topic that I think will help everybody. I think it's very pertinent to the Christian life. It's about the ministry of angels, and I want to go ahead and get into that really quickly. I think angels, the Bible talks a lot about angels. There's over 300 references, or about 300 references pertaining to angels in the Old and the New Testament. And, you know, angels, the cool thing about angels is angels have been around. Angels have been active in the lives of mankind since the birth of Jesus. I mean, if you go back and you look in Luke, in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, most probably, you will see that Joseph was warned in a dream by angels, and Mary was visited by a very famous messenger angel by the name of Gabriel. So angels played a huge role in the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Angels are a huge, huge part of daily life for a believer. And I think what the thing is about angels, a lot of people discount the ministry of angels. Really, I think the big reason is because they don't understand, why angels exist. And, you've got the Hollywood version of angels. You've got movies like Angels in the Outfield, Angels and Demons. You've got TV shows like Touch by an Angel, which that's an old show. I never watched it. But, Hollywood has their own idea, of what angels are. There's movies like Ghost Dad, Bill Cosby, and, Hollywood always has, their version of what they believe about angels. But you know what? The Bible is the absolute truth, and it talks a lot about the ministry of angels. And one of the verses that comes to mind to me is Hebrews 1:14 that says his ministers, his angels are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. And we are heirs of salvation. And I say we because I believe that I am talking to born-again people. And if you're not born again, you can just choose to make Jesus the Lord of your life, and there you go. But angels were created for the purpose of doing God's commandments. And I'm going to go back to Hebrews 1:14, but I want to read a scripture. Psalm 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Now, like I said before, there's a lot of people who don't understand the ministry of angels, so they kind of discount it or write it off, But angels play a very vital role. In fact, the other day I was really, really, really inspired to write a message, three things Christians ought to know after salvation. And one of those things is about the ministry of angels. The Lord sends, God sent his son, his only begotten son, to shed his blood for the remission of our sins and to take the stripes on his back for our healing, our bodily, physical healing. And, that's what, God's not going to do anything else for mankind. He's already done everything he's going to do. And I really believe that, looking at the Word of God, I really believe that a lot of things that God does, he uses his angels to do. Because it says in Psalm 103:20 that his angels excel in strength and power, and they do his commandments. And so I really believe that God uses his angels to do his bidding. I mean, that sounds, you know, kind of robotic, and I really believe they're kind of like that. I mean, it says that they hearken to the voice of his word. So there's something else right there that many Christians, I really believe, should know. When it says that they hearken to the voice of his word, you know, that means when you speak the word of God, angels are listening and ready to be put on assignment. They are waiting for us to give command. So when we say things like, by the stripes of Jesus we're healed, they will either agree with you or they will disagree with you according to what you say. So if I said, in Jesus' name, I'm healed, or in Jesus' name, this situation is going to be fixed, their assignment right then is to do whatever the Word of God says. Their job is to agree with the Word of God. Now, if you make, you know, unfaith-filled statements, if you make statements that are not faith-filled and agree with the Word of God, they won't move. Christians need to latch on to the fact that angels are here to minister for us. They're here to do God's work, but they're here to minister for us. This is one of the most powerful allies that we have in our Christian walk. They're here to help us do and carry out what God has called us to do. That's why it's really, really, really important never to speak a negative word over our destiny. And I'm preaching to myself just as well as I'm speaking to anybody else on here. It's really, really, really important not to speak anything negative over our destiny, not to speak anything negative over our life in general, and not to speak anything bad about our health, because the angels are listening. In fact, I have a friend of mine who is a prophetic seer, and I've been in meetings where he saw different things and certain types of angels doing certain tasks. That's another thing I would like to mention. There's all different kinds of angels. There's not one angel that does one particular thing. Let's go back to the what I was talking about when the show started. I was talking about when Gabriel appeared to Mary. She didn't disagree with what he said. He said, "You will have a child, and you shall call his name Jesus." And she said, "I've never known a man. But be it unto me as you have said." She could have disagreed and said, "I don't know what you're talking about," you know. And she could have said all kinds of negative words, and God would have had to find another womb to borrow to birth the Son of God into the earth. But Mary agreed with what the angel had said. What other kind of angels are there? There are praise angels. And I want to call these praise angels. I don't really want to call them messenger angels. I believe Gabriel was a messenger angel. But what about the angels that appeared to the shepherds while they were watching their sheep? I believe those are praise angels. They came to announce the birth of the Messiah to the shepherds. So I believe they were giving praise. You know, I believe they were praise angels. I want to touch on the different types of angels. I've got some scripture here. Now, I've got all kinds of notes. So if you hear me flipping pages, just, you know, kind of deal with it. I brought you several scriptures here. Psalm 91, verses 10 and 11. And that is a scripture pertaining to angels of protection. And it says, "God has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. And so there's another scripture I have that you can look up. It's Matthew 26:53, and it pertains to angels of protection. We have angels of deliverance, Acts 5:19, Acts 12:7, and 8. And Acts 5:19 is where Peter is delivered out of prison by a deliverance angel. So there's angels that do all kind of things. Let's see, what else do we have here? There's angels of healing, John 5:4-5, where it says the angel stirred the water at the pool of Bethesda, and the angel troubled the water at the pool of Bethesda, so we would call that an angel of healing. And again, messenger angels, Luke 1:26-38, talks about when Gabriel came and ministered a word, the most important word, I believe, in all of mankind. She told, Gabriel told Mary that she was going to birth the Son of God into the earth. And I, like I said, I believe that was the most important, one of the most important assignments given to angels. But I have a story that I would like to share. I really, really, really believe in the ministry of angels. I've seen them at work in my own life, and I want to tell a story about that. My mom and my grandmother and my aunt came to visit. This was a few years ago. And one of my family members, they hadn't heard from in a long time. And we were saying our goodbyes, and they were going to leave. And so, you know, they were telling me, well, why don't you just pray that we'll find so-and-so? And, you know, I had this idea that we should just join together and get the angel, send forth the angel. So we got together because the Bible says the angels are ministering spirits, sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. So, you know, we needed to put them on assignment to find this family member that we hadn't heard from in so long. Well, we got together and prayed in the driveway. And 2 days later, it was either a day later or 2 days later, that my aunt received some kind of message. I don't know. I think it was a text. It might have been a text. And I had foretold her before that day happened that she would get some kind of contact within the next day or two. Well, it happened. She told my grandmother, the prayer got answered. And this family member, you know, was contacted them, and, you know, everything is cool now. So I believe because we put angels on assignment to go and to find this family member that we didn't know where they were, the angels really, really, really stepped it up and helped us out. Now, I want to go back to Psalm 103:20. It says that his angels excel in strength. Well, some versions say they excel in strength and power. And there's a lot of argument that angels, because, you know, there's a scripture that says that we were created a little lower than Elohim. And Elohim is plural for God. And a lot of people think that we were created a little lower than angels. And that's not just people that work in the church. That's people, you know, that's people that have studied the word and have a lack of understanding. It says we were created a little lower than the angels. The actual word for angels should be translated Elohim, which is plural for God. We were created a little lower than God. Well, it says in Psalm 103:20 that his angels excel in strength and power. And, you know, we're just mortal men. So wouldn't they have dominion over us? No. Back in the pre-Adamic era, which I don't have time to talk about because this is only a 30-minute show, angels rule. Because, well, how do I know that? Well, when you look in Genesis, it says that God told man to replenish the earth. That means it was punished before then. Angels had authority before man. God created mankind. Angels, you know, the Bible talks about even Lucifer, who was the anointed cherub. You know, Satan at one time, before he got this idea that he was going to overthrow the throne of God, was actually the anointed cherub, and he walked up and down in the mountain of God. That's what the Bible says. And angels actually ruled for a time. And when Satan got thrown down from heaven like lightning, you know, God came up with, you know, something else to do. And so he gave man dominion. And so angels are here to minister for us. We're not here to serve them. They're here to help us. You know, it's really, really important for us to understand their ministry, because if we would get into the Word and find out everything we could about angels, then we would know how to utilize their forces. Because like I said before, there's angels of all different types. In fact, when we pray, and I'm talking about our personal prayer time, we ask God to dispatch certain types of angels according to what we need done in our life. And I encourage everybody that is listening to this, dig in to the Word of God. I've only lightly touched the whole subject. Like I said, this is a 30-minute show. I don't really have time to discuss everything in detail that I want to. I have a full three pages of notes here about angels. But I just want to give you the gist and the basics. That way it'll perk your interest to go study about angels. Angels are the ministry of angels is very, very, very important to humankind. They're the ones that do God's work. And so in order to make them more effective in our lives, we really, 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 really need to get into the Word. Psalm 119:11 says that I will hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Well, hiding his word in your heart, you will know the word, and every time you confess the word, you are putting an angel on assignment. And so they are very, very, very vital to the Christian life. And I have spoken about the Holy Spirit and how vital he is. Well, with angels and the Holy Spirit, you can't go wrong. I mean, the Bible says in Psalm 23, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I believe that verse, when it says about goodness and mercy, was actually speaking of angels. There's angels of goodness and angels of mercy. What about, real quick, what about the provision of angels of provision? There's angels of provision. What about the angel that made the cake for Elijah? And it says Elijah, you know, went on that for a long time. Just that one cake that the angel made. Like I said, there's all different types of angels. There's warrior angels. Well, what about Michael, the archangel? He is an angel of war. It says in the Bible that he fought over the body of Moses. So it would do us really good to get into the Word and figure out what God has to say about one of the most important ministries, and that's the ministry of angels. Now, I don't have a recording about this. Usually if I have a recording, I plug it and, you know, offer it as a product, and I don't have a recording about this, but like I said, I encourage everyone to go check this out. Check out what God has to say about angels. Or the Bible, rather. You know, God. The God is the word, you know. Go check out what the Bible has to say about angels. I've just lightly touched on different things. I've given you scripture. Like I said, Hebrews 1:14. They're all ministering spirits that forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. They're here for you. You're not here for them. They're here for you. And I'm going to stop right there. And I may come back and do another more deep message about this. But right now, I'm gonna close this message, and I'm going to invite you, if you like this show, to go to Facebook and like Righteousness Radio at Facebook.com, and go check out our ministry page. Righteousness Radio is the media part of Sons of Righteousness Ministries. So I'll invite you to go and check out Sons of Righteousness Ministries. Go like our page. You can always, this show is going to be archived as soon as it's over. And you can go to listen to it at www.blogtalkradio/Sons of Righteousness Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/righteousnessradio. I invite you to go check this show out. It will be archived. If you're not listening now, you can listen to it anytime you get ready. If you would like any information about the ministry, you can write P.O. Box 124, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71294, and we will get a brochure out to you if you would like to know anything about what we do here. If you would like to contact us for prayer, or you know, perhaps invite us to speak anywhere, you can call 318-732-2764, and we'll get all that set up. Maybe we can talk about the ministry of angels. But we would like, you know, we would like to invite you to check out our Facebook pages. Like I said, Righteousness Radio at Facebook.com and Sons of Righteousness Ministries at Facebook.com. Keep in touch with us. You know, we do these shows every Friday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And with that, I'm going to bid you farewell, and I will be back next Friday at 12 noon with another awesome show about another awesome topic. And with that, I want to say goodbye and God bless you.